Best-selling poll, "The Frozen Hell Outside Your Window is What Global Warming Looks Like," by James Delling poll on February 1, 2019. Your week in global warming. The Midwest and Northeast are being ravaged by the polar vortex. Illinois has recorded its coldest temperature on record. Aurora, Illinois has recorded the coldest afternoon on record. Mail deliveries and flights have been canceled. Governors in Illinois, Wisconsin and Michigan have declared emergencies. Not even the righteous lifestyles of the San Franciscans have spared them the chilly breath of Mother Gaia. And it's not just the U.S. that is suffering. But this is not what the experts told us would happen. Here's NOAA, just 3 months ago. Here's a warmest website, Climate Central. Here, spotted by Tony Heller at the Deplorable Science blog, is an old New York Times article telling us what to expect in the age of global warming. Here is another very moving story from the New York Times from 2014. Weep for the skiing industry. Soon we may never see snow again. Here, never let us forget, is the tragic prediction made in 2000 by Dr. David Viner, senior research scientist at the Climatic Research Unit, CRU, and Britain's University of Easy Access East Anglia. Children just aren't going to know what snow is. Has the climate alarmism industry shown any contrition for its doomsday scaremongering about global warming? Absolutely none. Instead, it is doubling down. Here is Canada's CBC, greensplaining about how all this cold weather is basically just another sign of global warming. Here is GRIS resident eco-loon Eric Holthaus, also playing the cold equals warm game. Here is CNN trying to distract us with look. It's very hot in Australia, authors note, it is currently summer in Australia, a notoriously hot country. Here is the New York Times, trying to persuade us that cold weather is exactly the kind extreme event caused by climate change. Here's New Scientist, look. A squirrel. They are all at it. They just can't help themselves. Meanwhile, Senator Elizabeth Warren believes that in future the polar vortex can be avoided, just so long as we bomb the economy back to the dark ages with the Green New Deal. Meanwhile, in the world of science, evidence and reality. The polar vortex is weather, doing what weather does. There have been cold winters before. In January 1977, it snowed in Miami. And, yes, in case you wondered, winters are getting colder in the Midwest. Tony Heller has the data. And the frequency of cold nights is increasing.